due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Oh! See? I just can't stand!
Yeet!
It's about time you did something, right?
Who in the hell do you think you are?
You ain't Godzilla or King Kong, because I'm both!
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
Acknowledge me!
Yeah!
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
Damn!
You are dealing with the best in the world! Go fuck yourself!
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and it seems that everybody's still stuck in the arena since it's just me and Stat Boy in here. What's up, boy?
I don't know. As per usual, everybody else seems to be quite stuck.
That's a shame, because I really wanted to talk about this pay-per-view.
Yeah, I didn't get to see it all. I got to see, realistically, like, the last two matches. And okay. Bits and bobs of everything else.
Definitely go back and watch the U.S. title, Fatal 4-Way.
Okay.
I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I heard about the surprise debut.
Yes. I wonder if that had been anybody's wild card. I know we didn't do pick'ems this time,
yeah,
but we wild Jeff Cobb appears.
Yep. And he splats LA Knight. It's super effective.
Yes. However, he and Jacob were exchanging glares.
Yeah. As in, who is this guy, and should I even dare trust him? That is going to be...
Who is this dude, and does he want my belt?
Who is this dude? Guy from Guam, who was in the Olympics, didn't do all that well back then, and what was it, 2004?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm going to have to double check that, because Jeff is a lot older than most people realize. He is 42 years old. He'll turn 43 in July.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they reached out to him then.
Yeah. I was right. 2004, he was in Athens, qualify for the Guanamanian squad, and just kind of finished next to last in his pool.
Mm.
Yeah. In short, he faced He faced the silver medalist from 2000 and just some other guy. Okay.
Some other dude named Mr. Coffee. I mean, I know it's the wrong Olympics.
Yeah. Coffee?
I'm talking about El Grande Americano.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my brain was going to Joe Hendry for a hot second because I know he's a half-decent wrestler or amateur-style wrestler as well.
Mm-hmm.
Never made it to the Olympics, but he did win the Commonwealth Games. Or he, not won.
Oh, nice.
He won the British Senior National Championship.
Okay.
He was in the Commonwealth Games. Oh, never mind. Okay. He did win the Commonwealth Games in 2018. Oopsie doodle. Or, no. Cut this, Carl, please. 3-2. He won back-to-back British National Championships in 2017 and 18. He's decent.
Okay.
So, yeah. I would say, ultimately... Yeah, but... Yes, Jeff Cobb is definitely a new guy for the WWE, but he won't be there for long. Because, unfortunately, time is not on his side.
Mm-mm. That's what I was saying. I'm surprised they were, you know, they even gave him a look because of his age.
Yeah. I'm surprised on that too, because usually they want to go for 20-somethings, 30-somethings, not, or early 30-somethings, not 42, soon to be 43. Not for
the machine guns are there, so.
Yes, but yeah. The machine guns have been in and out at least once before, and they already have wrestled. Same with Jeff Cobb. Never mind. But yes, from what I understood, Jacob retained.
Did.
And I also know that Lyra retained.
She did. She pulled a fast one on Becky.
And then Becky...
And left her...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Becky decided to just start flailing like a petulant child.
Yes, she threw a temper tantrum during the match, so you knew she was going to lose.
Yeah, and after the match, too.
Yes. But if you do it during the match, that's a guarantee.
Yes. And then Dominic beats Penta. Wow.
Well, that's only because everybody else was out there.
Judgment Day at all?
Yeah. It almost didn't work. Because Finn went to get a chair for Dominic, but he stumbled around back there. He got caught by the referee, and then the ref tried to throw everybody out.
Yeah.
Somehow Finn didn't leave.
Wow.
And, got into it, but it kept everything in place for Dom to retain.
Okay.
Because I thought, with Finn stumbling around like that, he's going to cost Dominic. Because those two about ready to tear into each other.
Yes.
Because on the ramp, I noticed Finn was not celebrating as hard as everybody else.
Am I
so
surprised?
He hasn't forgotten.
Not really.
No, I'm waiting for this bomb to go off.
And when it does, oh boy, it's going to be nasty.
Oh, yes. But it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. And then from there, the matches I did get to see. Gunther beating Pat McAfee. Some help with Michael Cole. That was a little bit of a surprise considering, Michael usually isn't a competitor. Usually.
Right. Usually. But he learned his lesson after wearing that god awful orange singlet.
Yeah.
But in this case it was the fact that Cole had said a couple of times during the pre-show he felt like that McAfee was in this position because of Cole. And what happened there. He also apologized to the audience saying, I know I'm supposed to be an unbiased reporter, but I'm rooting for McAfee. Sorry.
Yeah. And of course, I was expecting one further thing in that match, but it didn't happen. And it's looking like it's done. I was expecting Michael Cole to get, actually manhandled. And not just attempted a powerbomb, but actually get straight out powerbombed.
No. And it sounds like I know how this can... I think I know the inspiration for this. Isn't McAfee in a little bit of hot water because he apparently badmouthed some people? They got butthurt and they want to sue him?
Not really butthurt, but slander, my dear. Slander's happening. Plenty of it. That's the reason why he's getting sued.
Okay.
It's slander or libel. I'd have to look it up.
Slander is verbal, libel is printed.
Okay, so I was correct. Currently, yep, defamation of character, possibly. Or a lawsuit threat of defamation of character towards an Ole Miss student. Because McAfee was spreading rumors on his radio show.
Not his fault. People aren't doing their homework.
Yep.
It is his fault that he didn't do his homework. But...
yes, and that's the reason why there's threats of being sued.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I think the inspiration for this little side angle was. Given what was the things that Cole was saying.
Yeah.
I want to be able to do my job and be able to express an opinion without having any major
recompense.
Repercussions.
Or repercussions.
Yeah. Repercussions. Sorry, my mouth and my brain are still a little out of order because I was in Dayton last night.
Yeah, trust me, mine is too because I was near Dayton today.
Oh? What are you doing on that side of the planet?
Things I don't want to mention on here.
Okay. That's right. I'm sorry. We will not mention any further.
Thank you. And then the main event. So much plunder. So much... So much plunder. So many finishers.
So much shenanigans.
Yeah. And so much R-Truth is going to get betrayed on Monday.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, which will probably lead to a match next week where R-Truth just gets... essentially, he's going to be wishing little Jimmy was real.
I almost want John to admonish little Jimmy if he's in the ring, but I also wanted little Jimmy to start at the Performance Center, but that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, but I honestly do believe that R-Truth is gonna get beat pillar to post in about a week and change, and yeah, it's gonna be ugly, and heck, he might even bleed for it.
I think he'd be all right with that. And I think Hunter would too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, it wasn't a bad show. Shout out to Skinny John and Chicago Mike, formerly known as the Brock Lesnar guy.
Ah.
They got front row seats.
I did see Skinny John. I did not see Brock Lesnar guy. One guy we
sitting right next to Skinny John.
Okay,
what's that?
One guy we didn't see though. Mm-hmm. That would be the green shirt guy.
I think I saw him in the lower bowl or in another area. Then again, there was a fake one at SmackDown last night.
Ah, and speaking of SmackDown, we've got to wonder, how was your experience?
Well, let's just say it was very, very short notice.
Yeah, I kind of picked that up.
I was taking care of some things early in the day when Mox stopped by and started intimidating my bosses.
Then showed them a ticket. Mox is good for something.
Yes. He told them that he knew how dead it was in that area, and he just wanted me to at least go out and have a little bit of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So he handed me a second row ticket and promised that he would not slap any of my bosses.
Yeah, for now.
So, yeah. One of them deserves it, but anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Yes.
So I got back to the... I came home about 3 and changed my clothes and got my act together and rode over with Monica, one of Skinny John's friends.
Mm-hmm.
We got there too late to do any kind of formal recruiting, but we got to... because of her... physical limitations. We went in through through the handicapped entrance, so I wasn't in some giant line.
Wait, I'm trying to remember that handicapped entrance. What side of the building is that at the Nutter Center?
It's gate number 9, which is real close to the to where the buses are parked and where the fence is that we usually do recording.
I've been there once before. The last time I was even close to that was during the last time I was at the Nutter Center for WWE versus ECW head to head. To believe that's almost been 20 years ago.
I was going to say. But I hadn't been to Nutter Center in over a decade myself. So this was very refreshing.
Yeah.
Mox knew that he knew that I would at least wanted to, you know, catch with somebody. So he got me second row behind the announce table. And Mr. Barrett recognized me.
Ah, I'm guessing
he and I. Go ahead.
I'm guessing he said hello then.
He did. We slapped hands. Pointed me out. I felt pretty good about that. I mean, he and I go all the way back to Second Saturdays for OVW.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a long time ago.
Yeah, that's like 2008,
2009. Dang.
Because I got to see him a few times before the whole Nexus stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he was traveling with Paul Burchill.
That makes sense.
So, but yes, I had very good seats. The dark match before the show was Jimmy Uso defeating Shinsuke Nakamura.
Whoa, everybody was hot for Jimmy. I thought Shinsuke was gone.
He wasn't on the departed list.
Okay.
I think they don't know what to do with him right now.
Yeah,
which is a shame, because he's an anime villain. Let him go after anybody.
Right, but it's once again one of those situations of age to some degree. Because remember, Nakamura is 45 years old.
Yes.
I mean, and the good news is he's not in bad shape as Naito is. And yeah, if you haven't heard, Naito is done with NJPW for a while and has gotten, you know, surgeries for his injuries.
So, if he comes back.
Yes.
I don't want to say when.
It is an if he comes back at this point for Naito. I hope he, you know, stays healthy. Because he's got a big problem with staying healthy.
Yes. So, my seats were really good.
Mm-hmm.
We had some of the, during the commercial shenanigans was Signs of the Night. We had Universe Cam, where they wanted everybody to get up and dance. And then the Crotch Chop Cam.
Ah.
Which was kind of funny, because that was the commercial break after Miz and Mello had come out. So they got Miz to do crotch chops.
Nice.
And he told everybody that we weren't worth a damn. That this was the worst crotch chopping fest he's ever seen. And I was yelling back, dude, you're from Parma.
Yeah, there's been better crotch-chopping in Cleveland. After all, he should have went to Gargano's. Back when that was open.
We had... The Street Profits were trying to heal it up, but the crowd was having a hard time with it.
Yeah, not a surprise.
Although, some of the banter... I went back and watched how it came up on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And... As the match was getting ready to start and they went to commercial, Montez started to complain.
Yeah.
You know, you see my ribs? He kept going as they went to the commercial. You see my ribs? You see Dawkins' knee? I said, yeah, this is a rib.
Nice.
Then they started into the match and everybody in my section was yelling at Ford to suck it up. He said, oh, yeah, and he bridged rather inappropriately. Let's put it that way.
I'm guessing something was pointed to you guys.
Yes, and I told him he shouldn't be doing that in velvet.
Dang.
Go ahead.
No, I don't know what to say here. I don't even know if that's PG.
It probably isn't, because what he did wasn't. We weren't that far from where Tiffany Stratton was sitting when she was watching the Nia Jax match, poor gal.
Isn't that the usual?
And I didn't see Naomi coming in.
Oh, wow.
She must have come from our area, from our side, because I didn't see her come in.
Nice.
I completely missed McIntyre when he came in.
Mm-hmm.
And crashed the match, but
Drew got screwed again.
Yes, he did. He's not going to be a happy camper.
That is if he didn't get injured.
Do you think he got hurt? I know.
He may have.
Okay.
It's not
Lyra might have a broken nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lyra might have gotten a broken nose because the match wrapped up pretty quick.
Yeah.
After that happened.
Mm-hmm. But, during that South of Heaven spot.
The one into the tables?
Yes, into the tables. There is some possible reports that he did not land well.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And something might have gotten hurt, but we don't know right now.
We won't speculate.
Yeah, not now.
One of the reasons I was very excited to be at this Dayton SmackDown was that I got to see Aleister Black on his third week back in WWE.
Yay! Yeah.
You have not what?
Sorry. I have not seen Aleister or any iteration thereof. I wish he's, I did.
Yeah. He's kind of picking up where he left off. Mm-hmm. But he gave a cryptic promo essentially saying this is more than good and evil. I am consequences.
Yes.
And he, you know, he did a pretty good number to Mello, and that Black Mass to Miz after the match was over was so crisp.
Mm-hmm.
So crisp. Because the one he did when he initially came back, I think it was just the fact that Miz wasn't quite in the right spot.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to Fraxium Street Profits, it took a little bit for the crowd to get into it. We were not one of the better crowds.
Mm.
I will freely admit we were not one of the better crowds.
Yeah, I mean, there have been repeated reports that Dayton, not an A town.
Well, it's not a big arena, so it would be hard for them to do anything bigger than TV.
Yes, that is correct. After all, the last WWE pay-per-view there was King of the Ring 93.
As I said.
Yeah.
Because I've been
that
there
would be for WWF, not WCW. They've had a few elders, like sold out in 97, the bad one.
Okay.
Or 98, whichever one was the bad one.
Okay. But yeah, I still enjoyed myself. I picked up a roster book that was horribly out of date.
Let me guess. Pre-WrestleMania?
Further back than that, Baron Corbin is still in it.
What? He's been gone for how long? 6-8 months now? Maybe longer?
That's what I'm saying. I thought that they would have the new book out right after WrestleMania.
Or they're trying to burn through what stock they have left.
Could be. I don't know if, I ask people that when they do go to shows if they could snag me a roster book. But I'm going to wait a little bit closer to SummerSlam. and see if they'll get the new book out that'll have, you know, the updated roster. Because obviously, if Corbin's in there, all the people that were released recently are still in there.
Yeah.
That. So, yeah, Ellering and AOP and et cetera.
And, of course, everybody who just got released in the Bloodbath a week and change ago.
Correct. So, crowd was pretty good. The only complaint I had is whoever threw that beer bottle had to have been a fucking plant.
From what I had seen, the guy may not have been a plant.
Well, I hope they got on him right away, because it came over from...
Because they were... Okay, he was about to launch a second. And they were like, you're coming with us. And I'm betting the magic words are banned for life.
I hope so. Because I would, you know, I thought it was a plant. Just Cena covered it very, very well. The reason I said plant is just the fact that it didn't hit Cena and it wasn't thrown very hard.
Yeah. I mean, it worked in the moment, from what I've understood. It's just, you don't do that.
No, you still don't do that, no matter how much magic it comes from it.
Yeah.
And they had to quash that pretty quick, because I know a lot of other shit would have flown in there.
Yeah. But what else do you expect from a drunkard?
Exactly. I don't know who played the fake Randy Orton.
I do, I think. Carl was the one who mentioned it. Sean Spears.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. He had a similar body type, and the motions were good.
Mm-hmm.
So I was fooled for a minute.
Yeah.
But when the hood didn't come off, I'm like, okay, that's not Orton.
Yeah, and then Orton comes in.
And, oh, it looks... Their camera work on it was perfect.
Yes. And, of course, everything that's happened in the last few weeks was pretty much the answer to the question, who's going to win tonight?
Right, and Orton, you know, Orton, unfortunately, fell to the momentum rule.
Yep.
And the main, I really was expecting a lot of other things besides two ref bumps and some furniture.
And a multiple producers and little Jimmy's friend.
Little Jimmy's friend?
Yeah, R-Truth.
Sorry. Yeah, the RKO Fest on the Road Agents, because, let's see, who was out there?
I didn't recognize the first one. That's about it. The others, I think Petey was there. I know that Sean Daivari was there. Jamie Noble took one.
Hurricane Helms took one.
Yes, and Hurricane was there too. It was 5 RKOs to 5 directors. Nick Aldis and 4 directors, let's be honest.
I expected.
Yeah, the
first one
director I do not recognize.
So it's not Dykstra, and it wasn't Petey, because we've accounted for Petey.
Yeah, and it wasn't Kenny Dykstra, because this guy looked too young. Kenny's younger, don't get me wrong, it's just... This guy was younger than Kenny.
Okay. Now, I didn't see his face, so I didn't recognize him either, because Bear laughs at me because I sit there and I pick out all the road agents, because these are guys we watched.
Yeah.
Little Petey Pump, Hurricane Helms, Jamie Noble, Jason Jordan. A small example, but Jason Jordan.
Yes, Jason can't do that, though, because neck.
Yeah, they wouldn't do that to him, and they wouldn't do it to TJ either. Or does TJ still travel with them?
To my knowledge, no, but no guarantees on that.
Okay. But yeah, I had a good time, but mind you, I haven't been to a WWE event in over a year.
Mm-hmm. And I haven't been to a WWE event now. It has been 6 years plus. Yeah. Last event I was at was an AEW event.
Okay.
And when we get there, I would like to talk about it a little bit, because where they were this time was very interesting.
They were at a Masonic Temple Arena,
yes,
or something like
they
that?
They were at the Detroit Masonic Temple. The reason I recognized it is because I've been there.
Okay, that's just a strange place to have a wrestling event.
Yes, but it was a very good one, because the thing is, it's not the first time that place has had a wrestling event.
Okay.
Juggalo Championship Wrestling holds events there frequently.
Okay.
And I think one other company does as well. But the Masonic Temple, yeah, that place inside is gorgeous. And it's the right size for AEW right now. It's not a massive 8,000-10,000 person place. It's a 2,500. With the way they were set up, it was 2,500.
Right.
And so, yeah, it worked. It worked out nicely. And to be honest, it really brought about, at least it helped, you know, elevate some of the promos. Like, and also some of the entrances, like Claudio's coming out of the freight elevator.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Or Timeless Toni Storm being in one of the, the boxes.
I did see that, and I thought that was pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, of course, there were also a few guys who showed up from the Detroit area.
Anybody we know?
Oh, yes. Two guys, in fact. Rhino showed up to challenge Nick Wayne for the ROH TV Championship.
Awesome.
And Zach Gowen showed up. And because of a little bit of an angle that they did this week between him and Ricochet, there's
right.
going to be a match this coming Wednesday for AEW Beach Break. Gowen Ricochet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I ran into Gowen last year.
Mm-hmm.
At one of Fulton's events. He okay. looks great.
Yeah. And he's got two Yonins now, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, bald.
No, he looks...
Yeah, he's bald.
Bald is bald.
And what were you about to say?
I was going to say, Gowen, like I said, Gowen looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
He was in very good spirits when I ran into him.
Yeah.
So... things must be going right on his end.
Yeah, sure seems like it. And I'm guessing he's just wanting to tick off another bucket list item because, I mean, he knows his time is growing short in a wrestling ring. Because from what I understand, his partner may or may not be fully retired. That'd be Gregory Iron.
Ooh, that's true. Gregory Iron's been around for a minute, though. He was,
yeah.
He was established when I started peeking around the Ohio scene.
Not for long. He started like 06. Yeah, he started in 06, about the same time that my friend Ben was.
Okay, because yeah, I know I saw Gregory Iron at a CAPW or AIW show.
It would have been more likely AIW, but not a guarantee.
Okay. Because I think he worked the show, Eli Drake worked the show.
Yeah, if you're saying Eli Drake, it's absolute intense, no question. Cleveland was.
Yeah.
Cleveland All-Pro was done by 06 or 07.
Okay. But I know I'd been to an independent event where I got to see Gregory Iron work.
Yes.
And I thought he, you know, he sounded pretty popular.
Yeah.
So I thought he was established. My bad. And I saw, when did I saw Gregory Iron? That's right. He was actually at the S.H.I.E.L.D. final chapter.
One surprised me.
And he seemed very he seemed pretty occupied because he wasn't very talkative.
Mm-hmm.
So I let it be. But now with Backlash in the books.
Yes.
Now what? Now what?
Now what? Well, yeah. We're going to the thing is, after the pay-per-view ended and when they went back up on screen, Cena was looking like a broken man. Yeah. That was a bit of a shock. I thought he would have been like, I don't need you guys, bye. And the crowd was like, thank you, Cena. Cena was looking crestfallen and ready to cry.
Because we were still cheering for him?
Yeah.
If it helps, there was a small, I still heard a little bit of Cena sucks.
It was about
on the other side of that.
Oh, on that part, sure. But it was mostly thank you, Cena. With him, yeah, looking pretty much completely and utterly, yeah. Which makes me wonder what's going to happen with him at Money in the Bank.
That's a really good question, because I'm still having trouble, you know, figuring out who can pull down that briefcase right now.
Yeah. As long as it isn't some rando, if you know who you may know who I mean. If not, I'm going to say it, Brock Lesnar. If he does it again, I'm going to be like, yeah, you're not going to have a person to record this show, and you're going to have to do it yourself.
No,
because I will throw my computer in anger and say, fuck this shit, I'm out.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. It ain't the way it's supposed to be. There's the door, excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out. Anyway.
Yes.
I anticipate that Lesnar is not even going to sniff the WWE, since he is complicit in some of the nonsense that Vince is all wrapped up in.
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully that, you know, that's my story and I'm sticking to it, because if he shows up, you know, I'm still mad that he cost Mustafa Ali the briefcase. Yeah.
That was bullshit. And to be honest, at this point, if I were in WWE shoes and you have to bring back Lesnar, the only way Lesnar comes back is if he agrees to come back and lay on his back for a lot of talent. Not just main event. But Lesnar's mystique needs to be thoroughly destroyed at this point.
I agree. That's why I was calling the Brock Lesnar guy Chicago Mike, because I know he changed his Twitter handle to I'm that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. But let's see now. Is there anything? Oh, of course, we missed Raw.
Yeah.
And of course, the big thing that happened on Raw, a world title match with Jey Uso facing off against Seth Rollins with Braun and Paul at ringside.
Yes. And it was a glorious mess.
Yes. And of course, who comes out but the guy who is essentially in a forever feud with Seth Rollins and CM Punk and screws over Rollins and Jey retaining.
Yep. But now with Rollins as an established heel, the line between him, between Seth and Punk, is a little more defined.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So I'm sure Seth is going to have a lot to say about that on Monday.
Yes, he will. And it's probably going to set up something for Money in the Bank. Rollins and Punk?
Could be.
With Bronco... I think I already figured out who's winning.
Talk to me.
They're going to strap a rocket to Braun Breaker.
Ooh.
Yeah. This way, once we get past Cena losing the title, because it's going to happen, probably at Survivor Series.
Right.
Because if he doesn't lose it there, it's pretty much end of the road. And, yeah, everything that Cena said will become reality, and that would suck. Because we don't need another situation where the belt is treated as an afterthought.
Yeah. Or, you know, we get the iconic image of that belt sitting in the refrigerator.
Yes. While John Cena goes to, off to fight King Hippo. Yeah.
So, Breaker would be a good choice for the briefcase.
Yes.
Essentially
getting him established as a full-on main event talent.
Mm-hmm. I expect Carmella Hayes to be in the Money in the Bank match.
Yeah.
I realize that Alistair's only been back a month, but I would like to see him in it.
Outside chance of Joe Hendry? Maybe? But I doubt that.
No, because they're actually waiting for his TNA deal to wrap up.
Yeah, so it'll probably be next year that he gets in there.
Yep.
I'm just trying to figure out who else could they put in. I mean, LA Knight would be a safe bet.
Damian Priest won't go back into it.
Yeah.
Solo might do it.
Decent chance Solo would. And Solo would have a decent chance at winning, too, because, well, yeah. He now has a new monster on his side.
Yeah, and it's only a matter of time before Jacob and Cobb get into it.
Yeah.
Because Jacob is going to murder Solo at some point.
Yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. I could see the Coffee in there.
Mr. Coffee, yes. He has to be in it.
Because he is an automatic drip. Logan? Maybe. Penta? I could see it. Penta and Phoenix, possibly.
That would be so awesome.
For Lucha shenanigans.
Yeah, some Lucha Brothers shit going on.
Or and even to strap a rocket back onto Rusev's back.
There you go. That would be a good way to get him back into the mess.
Yeah. But then again, I could also see... No, not yet. Lucha Brothers wouldn't be until SummerSlam at the earliest. To face off, say, against the Motor City Machine Guns or something.
Oh, until they're on the same show.
Yes. Has there been a draft?
There's usually one in the summer.
Yeah.
Before SummerSlam, but, you know, not this soon. And I haven't heard anything yet, so
yeah,
we'll see.
Okay.
No offense, but I like draft shows.
Yeah, they kind of just jumble everything up.
But I might be a little bit biased since I was at one of the better ones.
Mm-hmm.
Which was the one in Detroit back in 2004? Yeah, it had to be 04. Edge had just come back.
Yeah.
Rosie didn't have his new gear yet. Uncle Paul was still there. Bischoff got speared out of his boots.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have that epic picture of the entire locker room out there brawling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see now, what else? What else was there? For Raw, anyway.
Nothing that would end up touching with the pay-per-view, because
there is something we didn't touch. Sheamus is back.
Yes. Did they play that SmackDown? I think they played this at SmackDown. One of the bits they played was a Celtic Warrior workout snippet. Ah,
okay.
With him and Penta. So Sheamus was working his wrists.
Ah.
And Penta was coaching him on. I was like, okay, so now I'm going to see Sheamus do Cero Miedo. At least that's what I was waiting for. But they were treating it like, you know, they were treating it like it was a heavy bench. I was laughing. Mm-hmm. I loved it. Wrestlers are doofuses.
Yes.
Zero exceptions.
Yes. Cero excepciones.
See.
Let's see now. We may have had the straight up call up for Julia.
It's true. She's been sticking her nose in business.
Yep, and she stuck her nose squarely in the business of Io Sky with helping out with Roxanne Perez.
So yeah, I think we can call Julia established for Raw. Oh, that was the other thing. That was something I wanted to mention from SmackDown. The camera wasn't on Escobar a whole lot, mm-hmm. but he was getting jaw jacked. There were some Spanish speakers in front of me that were giving him lip, and you know, I, as you know, what little Spanish I know, and. With apologies to my tribal chief, I need to state for the record that Santos Escobar should never wear a suit again.
I'm guessing he looks too dang goofy in it.
It hides too much.
One of those situations.
Something about, yeah, he took his shirt off and I almost set my camera on fire. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, don't mind me over here. Admiring.
Yeah, I don't know if that's admiring, my dear.
I didn't touch him.
Yet.
And I still came home to bear. Hey, I recruited him, he was in a suit, so I wasn't quite, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other news we're missing here?
Vince Russo needs to keep his mouth shut.
In other news, water is wet.
Yes. Russo's trying to spread this bullshit rumor that Hunter's in trouble with Netflix.
No, he ain't.
What was the rumor then?
No. I mean, that's not it, but I'm saying no, he ain't in response.
Yeah, I know he's not, because I, barehanded showed me the article, and I said, A, it's Sportskeeda, B, it's Vince Russo.
Yeah.
It's not even worth the bites it's occupying on the internet.
Oh. Right, there was a few other things. Alexa Bliss is back.
Yay!
And that's something you got to see.
Yes, I was very happy to see her in the pop. Oh, man, the pop that she got.
And did you happen to see that guy's face?
That one that they focused on where he's just kind of,
50-something-year-old guy, maybe a little older, without any teeth in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, as I should say, a classic Daytonian. Hey, I can make these jokes because I'm from there. Or I'm from the area.
No, I know. I just, you know... But there was, like I said, there was a really big pop for... it was nice to know that Alexa Bliss is no longer the shortest woman in the women's division.
Yeah. 5 feet of fury, meet 4'11" of fury.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Sorry, Zelina. I'm taller than you.
Yes. Nia Jax has got the next title match against Tiffany Stratton. Yay.
Yeah. Now, we've got a little cliffhanger. Charlotte was getting, was storming out of the building. Aldis wasn't happy with her, and she was, she just plain wasn't happy.
Fucking hell.
What happened?
Stupid motherfucker across the way decided to blare his stereo at way too loud a volume.
I didn't hear it.
I did, and it was, I could see it also on my end. So, Carl, please edit all this out. We need to go back to what you were saying right before that. So about 30, 45 seconds ago in 3, 2, 1.
There's a little bit of a cliffhanger that we had when Charlotte was storming out of the building. Aldis was after her, and she was like, I mean, she wasn't having any of it because she was just unhappy because we booed her out of the building.
As you should.
I left my seat.
Yeah. So you went to go get some snacks?
The lines were ridiculous. I just needed to go to the bathroom.
Ah.
But as she was trying to leave, the door slams to the limo. And I didn't catch it at first because since I'm across from the Trons, I can't see the base of the Trons.
Yeah.
So I thought what had happened is that, you know, everybody doesn't like Charlotte to the point that the limo driver pulled the door shut so she wouldn't get a ride out of the building. It turns out it was Alexa slamming the door, saying, "Let's talk."
Oh. Interesting.
So I'm curious to see where that goes.
Yes.
Mainly on Alexa's end of it, because I could care less about Charlotte Flair.
Yeah, same. If Charlotte were to retire tomorrow, I'm pretty sure people be throwing parties the next day.
She's the Barbie girl in the Barbie world. She's so made of plastic. She thinks she looks fantastic. Anyway.
Yeah. Let's see here.
Some of her boasts, I was just rolling my eyes.
Yeah.
You've been gone for 2 years, dear.
Mm-hmm.
And all the silicone in the world. Yeah.
It's a, what have you done for me lately? The answer, you haven't done much.
Nope.
Let's see now, what else? Monty Brown was cited at AEW. In a backstage capacity, nothing more.
Okay.
Probably there to say hello, because he's Detroit.
Yeah. And I know when he had left to go take care of family, I don't think he ever made it back, did he?
Nope. He never did, and I don't think he ever got that retirement match either.
That's a shame.
Yeah. It's not a surprise either.
No.
Because, the man just was like, family's more important, I've had enough. And nowadays he's like in his mid-50s, so...
He ain't coming. I don't expect him to try anything. I just, I'm just glad he's doing well.
Yes, very much so. At this point, Do we? This has been an... Even though we've had a pay-per-view, this feels like it's been an awful light week.
It has. I mean, we've gotten some news about some of the up-and-coming events with Money in the Bank being in LA.
Yeah.
We haven't heard any more about Worlds Collide.
Yep. That will be coming, though, on the same day as Money in the Bank, just a few hours earlier.
Right, so I'm expecting to start hearing about that over the next week or two.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe at Worlds Collide, they will finally find out who Mr. Coffey really is.
Yes. Yes, I hope they do. Because it's due. It's well past due. At least in my eyes.
I mean...
Although... Well, Mr. Coffey does have a title right now. He won the speed title.
Oh, so yeah, he's going to be... They're not going to unmask him just yet.
Yeah. But considering how frequently those change, or that belt changes hands, it wouldn't surprise me if we see that belt go away from him pretty quickly.
I'm just trying to figure out who's actually going to get their hands on that Mr. Coffey's mask, because I think before Ray got hurt, it was going to be him.
Penta or Ray Phoenix?
Probably. I kind of wanted it to be Ray, because he'd be like, you know, I've seen all this history and all of this is bullshit.
Yeah. Not.
And if it can't be. Yeah. So, if it couldn't be Ray, then can we get an Andrade to do it?
Yeah.
Escobar's heel, so he wouldn't do it.
Dragon Lee.
Unless they... Dragon Lee would be another good candidate. But yeah, I would like to have another luchador unmask him and say, you know, I know lucha. You are not a lucha.
Yeah.
We still have to find out who trained Gable.
And
when he disappeared, he went to find a luchador to train with.
Yes.
Or somebody to teach him lucha.
Yeah.
And I want to know who that is.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that.
So, you know, I think we've dragged this out long enough.
Yep, and nobody else is showing, so... I don't believe I'm saying this, but it's time to sell some soap, isn't it, Nikki?
Tis. Let me get my artist list up.
Yeah. But for first, for me, it was a thing on TV. This week, they did celebrate Star Wars Day by covering two shows at the same time, which I was wrong about last week. It was the Ewoks Androids Adventure Hour. Yeah, so you were right, I was wrong. And then for the pilot this time, Rex is Not Your Lawyer, a 2009 pilot for NBC starring David Tennant, post-Doctor Who. Yeah, they were going to fast-track it possibly, but the problem was... They ultimately said no because the test group said no. Coming up next week, The Saint in Manhattan. A continuation of the 1960s show starring Roger Moore, without Roger Moore, obviously.
Right.
That was part of the infamous turkey known as CBS Summer Playhouse. It didn't do well, and it never got beyond pilot. So you can find all of that and so much more on itwasathingontv.com. Nikki, your artist shoutouts, please.
Well, I'll start with our very rare panelist, Jamie Cloutier, who is currently resting at the Has-Been Hotel. She did respond to me and said she was exhausted. I wasn't about to drag her over here if she wasn't going to be able to form words. Mm-hmm. Obligatory shout out to Oniwambashu. Check out her art. Check out some of her older stuff on DeviantArt. Yes, it's safe for work. Mm-hmm. One of my newer guys, Noberto Gaitan. Let's see what's new on his thing. Some of the newer ones that he did was Godzilla muscle bustering Ghidorah. L.A. Knight, Alexa Bliss, and Randy Orton RKOing the hell out of John Cena.
Yeah.
His commissions are open. Check him out. Who else I got here? James Diotto, who I've been meaning to get back to for his, because he's a big Final Fantasy VII fan. Would love to get a commission of me being able to sit with Red 13. Because I'm a doofus like that.
Yeah.
Dozer draws at Little Dozer Baby. Very soft style. If you want something that has strong emotion or passion, he's the guy to go to. He's a little expensive, but the piece that he did for me is currently my wallpaper on my tablet. It's that good.
Nice.
If you like anime and wrestling mixed together, look up Naho Tahes on Twitter or Ultanad on Instagram. Ultanad has got quite the following, including my dear Uncle Paul.
Ooh, nice.
So definitely check into that. If you want an artist who's also a wrestler, definitely look into Tapla. At @D_Tapla. Let's see, what else we got here? I don't see any new art for her on here, but she was very excited to see that Jeff Cobb showed up at Backlash.
Mm-hmm.
Her artwork is very inexpensive. Her turnaround time's pretty quick. And if you happen to be a fan of Pudesu, she'll probably know who you're talking about. And yes, her commissions are open.
Okay.
But if you commission anybody for artwork, keep communications. Make sure you get a work in progress so you're not getting somebody who's just playing with the AI.
And of course, once you get the art, make sure you post it and you credit the artist.
Correct. Because this is their livelihood. And the artists that I've commissioned all seem to have a love for wrestling, or at least a strong understanding of it, to create the pieces that I have asked for. I'm going to have to find a place to post my entire Moxistential gallery at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the artists that I've asked for, you know, what if Dean Ambrose and Jon Moxley could face each other?
Yeah.
Only other thing I have would be Supercard is doing People's Champion Challenge, which is an event that's kind of ass. It's essentially a glorified version of Wild.
Yay.
But I've had some luck with the new tiers. I have a couple of the special event cards. Let me pull my thing up real quick. Some of my top cards include the Roman Reigns special edition that they released last month.
Mm-hmm.
A Sheamus event card. And WrestleMania Super Coin editions of Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch. They're doing a Luchas event where one of the qualifications is you have to win a bunch of matches with Rey, Dominic, and Eddie.
Oh. Essentially, the son, the father, and the deadbeat.
Yes. Yes, you are absolutely correct. And sadly, I had to go. I had to use one of the outside things to, excuse me, make an Eddie Guerrero card so that I could actually do the challenge.
Okay.
So, but I don't have anything else because I'm right here, and it's late.
Yes, it is.
So for Staff Boy Josh Henniger, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the post-Backlash edition of the North American Wrestling Connection. Guys, we got to get our act together.
Otherwise, we'll be able to no show.
Exactly. So let's try this again next Saturday. How about that?
Yes.